Now, I know I experience it with my family at times. You know, last night, having dinner with my family and friends, you know, we were sitting around and I just felt, this is it. You know, what else do I need? Just being so complete, so in the moment, a peak experience. Now, these peak experiences usually don't last for very long. They come and they go. It's a peak. However, they can and often do have repercussions. Now, maybe you can see now where I'm going with this. So what I thought about when I thought about peak experiences was maybe, just maybe, this is the positive equivalent to the trauma. Maybe it's a shock treatment of ecstasy that can have effects beyond just the experience itself. Just like PTSD has effects beyond the experience itself. There are people today who are living and reliving 9/11. Still affecting them, still affecting their brain. Created new channels, new pathways that didn't exist before 9/11/01. So is peak experience a shock treatment of ecstasy? If peak experience is the positive equivalent of a trauma, then the equivalent of a post-traumatic stress disorder is what I call post-peak experience order. I know, cheesy, but I think there is something behind it. Some research on it, some, very little, but I think it actually works. So one of the research studies that was done on it was by one of Maslow's students. She studied women after childbirth.